Let's say hello to Julia Momose, chef, creative director, and beverage visionary at Kumiko Japanese Dining Bar. Hi, Julia.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well. I understand congratulations are in order.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. Thank you so much.
So, James Beard, award-winning restaurant for Kumiko Japanese Dining Bar. And I guess last week you were a nominee, but you walked away with it for the restaurant, huh?
Yes, you did.
And what pushed you over the edge? What do you think made you the winner?
You know, that's hard to say. I haven't had the fortune of visiting and the bars of the other nominees, but I do like to think that Kumiko runs on authenticity and care and intentionality, and there isn't another place like Kumiko, and so I think maybe that's what made us stand out.
Well, I have to tell you, I did a celebrity bartending thing last weekend at a restaurant in LaGrange, Milk Stop Cafe, and I was so happy when people came up and asked for a glass of Chardonnay, because that's so much easier to pour. When I saw you were a beverage visionary, there is some real art going on in cocktails today, is there not?
You know, I think there is, and that title is not in my own words. It's very, very grand. At the end of the day, I really enjoy pouring delicious spirits and Japanese sake straight out of bottles into glasses for folks. But I think there's something about what makes a great bar or a great bartender is a place and people who know how to listen to their guests and to find out what will really bring them joy, make them happy in that moment, and know how to pour it out.
So if someone comes in and you're behind the bar, Julia, and I say, you know, okay, I want something tart, refreshing, a little bubbly, would you just come up with something?
Absolutely. I would maybe guide you to a couple options on the menu that come to mind straight away. But I also might ask you, what's your favorite cocktail? Or, you know, what is an example of something that you've had in the past that you've been searching for and haven't quite found yet? And then create something off the cuff for you. It really depends on the situation.
Well, I really like a good cocktail, and I like a rye Manhattan. Is it okay to have a rye Manhattan on the rocks in the summertime? Is that strictly a winter drink or no?
You can have a rye Manhattan on the rocks whenever you'd like. I would love to make one for you.
And I also enjoy a good vodka drink. I have not recently had a lot of gin drinks, but every once in a while someone will make something, and I'm kind of shocked at how good, you know, in my eyes, the old gin used to be just pine needles central. Gin has come a long way, hasn't it?
It certainly has. I think when we think of gin, oftentimes it is that London dry style, which can be a little bit more straightforward, but with the lighter, brighter styles that we're seeing these days, gin is one of those fun spirits. You can line up 20 of them, and they're going to be all so very distinct. I think there's a gin out there for everyone.
That is so true. So what are some of the specialty cocktails that you enjoy making at Kumiko?
At the end of the day, I just want to make something that the person who has ordered a drink will truly enjoy, and that's the real fun part of it, is asking the questions and getting to know people a little bit. In my heart, though, I adore the process of making a gin. So that conversation with the guest that then leads to some technique, whether it's making a super crisp, refreshing highball and understanding that a highball, while it's two ingredients on paper, is so much more. Or probably one of my favorites is just the ceremony, the ritual of making a martini.
I actually made my own grenadine. I wanted to try pomegranate grenadine in a drink I was making.
Yay.
And it's equal parts pomegranate juice and sugar. Is that it? Because that's what I did, and very slowly, just until the sugar disintegrated.
Yeah, fantastic. And you can even take it further and reduce it down to almost a molasses-like state. Or if you find a stunning pomegranate molasses from the Middle East, that makes an incredible grenadine.
All right, I got to stop in because you have definitely wet our whistle. Julia Momose, chef, creative director, and beverage visionary at Kumiko Japanese Dining Bar. What's the address for Kumiko?
We are located at 630 West Lake Street in the West Loop on the corner of Lake and Spring.
All right, we have to come see you. Congratulations on the James Beard Award. It sounds like it's well-deserved.
Thank you so much. It means a lot to us.
And Julia, before I let you go, did you have a fun summer job at some point? We were talking about this earlier, and I'm just curious.
You know, I don't know if it's like a fun summer job, but I used to teach English. Like when I was in middle school, I grew up in Japan, so I would teach English to little toddlers. And that was a lot of fun.
I bet it was difficult, too, because is it true that English is a very difficult language to learn?
You know, it's very different from Japanese, so it ends up being quite a lot of memorization. But once you understand general grammatic structure, it's pretty straightforward.
All right. Well, you sound like a good teacher and a good bartender. And thank you so much for joining us. Have a great weekend over at Kumiko.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to keep an eye out for you, okay?
Yeah, I'm going to stop in there. We are going to share drinks. Well, she's going to make them. I'm going to enjoy them. Kumiko is 630 West Lake Street in Chicago on this Foodie Friday.